My name is Rob Bickmore, and I'm a member here at the Petaluma United Methodist Church. Today is Peace and Justice Sunday, June 7th. We welcome you here to our online service, and we hope that you come back, and we hope to see you in the near future.
Join me in a call to worship. For the manyness of God's creative splendor,
let us give thanks.
Before Jesus' humility and the power of Christ's commands,
let us stand in wonder.
For the mystery of relationships, God's with us and ours with one another,
let us seek God's holy wisdom.
Come, let us worship the triune God. Now Marilyn will be playing our first hymn for us, Morning Has Broken, number 145. From Psalm 8. O Lord, our Sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have founded a bulwark because of your foes to silence the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them? Mortals, that you care for them? Yet you have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under their feet, all sheep and oxen, also the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Nanondelesoni na mataganisenga ni kua, kota na same na same walu, mainandua, edawa ni uliuti na tiki na iviwa. Anongetavi me warongo tagani. Ichiwa na nema mituranga, akatale wa indina na irongo ni adhamuni e buruvura todoko. Oni sabara utaka varitaka na nomni lingilangi, mai loma langi lake. Mai nungusunda na ngone lalai, ke na ngone sasudu tiko, kuni sabara taundetaka na vabini winaka. E na bukunda na nomni medha, moni vanguli kwaya na medha, ke kwaya sando viso saumi. Ni usabara na nomni loma langi, na vakavaka ni ngangalo ni lingamunei, na vula ki na kalokalo kuni salisia. A dhavana tamata munindau nanumi kwa kina, ki na lubini tamata munindau talibi kwa kina. Unisambuli kwa ya mwyo sibiso mbagalila iwira na ingilosi. Kavakasalataka na ikuku ki na pakaroroko. Unisalisi kwa ya melewa na vakavaka ni lingamunei. Kuni sabwa mulmulu mutaka ena rugu ni apana na kakedanga. Na sipi kedanga kena pulmakau, kena manu-manu talanga ni vanua. Na manu-manu buka kena ika ni waitui. Kena kakedanga sala kuboli ena sala ena lomini wasaliwa. Itiowa na nema mituranga. Sa katele po indina na irongo ni adhamuni e bura-bura todako. Vinguwa bakal ngotataka na kilu na nona bosa. And the wrong of the rawa in the night. Amen.
Join me in the invocation, please. Sovereign God, we give thanks for the majestic creation that you called good. Open our hearts and minds to be creators of your peace with justice. Remind us of the responsibility with which you entrusted us to care for the work of your hands. Move us to repair what is broken in your world and to plant holy seeds so that your garden will flourish once again. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Our scripture reading this morning is from Genesis. Then God said, "Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the wild animals of the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." So God created humankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them, and God said to them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves upon the earth." God said, "See, I have given you every plant yielding seed that is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree with seed in its fruit. You shall have them for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every bird of the air, and to everything that creeps on the earth, everything that has the breath of life, I have given every green plant for food." And it was so. God saw everything that he had made, and indeed it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. This ends the reading of our scripture.
Our reading from the Gospel comes from Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, the 28th chapter. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. And when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." That was so good, we declare after a satisfying meal with loved ones. "You did such a good job," we can congratulate a child after a recital or a game. "She's a good person," we say, describing someone who helps others. You know, when I was growing up, though, we were taught in writing classes to avoid words like "good." We were encouraged to be more descriptive, to add some depth to our writing. And so it feels a little bit of an understatement in the story of creation to hear over and over, "And God saw that it was good." However, what we're seeing is that God is satisfied. There's something about the perfect balance in creation that offers a sense of being just right. I'm not too much, not too little, It was good. It was good. And while science gives us more information about the details, this biblical story of creation describes God as an artist, a creator of day and night, earth, sea, and sky, birds, sea creatures, land animals, stars and the moon, trees, plants, and flowers, and, of course, God made us. Let us make humankind in our image, according to our likeness. You see, we each carry the imprint of God within the holy creation of our very being. And God declared us good and appointed us to be caretakers of all creation. The 2016 United Methodist Book of Resolutions explains in the following, and I quote, "The story of the garden, as told in Genesis 2, reveals the complete and harmonious interrelatedness of creation, with humankind designed to relate to God, one another, and the rest of the created order. God's vision of shalom invites all of creation to know wholeness and harmony. And the good news that we are called to proclaim includes the promise that Jesus Christ came to redeem all creation." Close quote. And the reality is that a distinct lack of harmony exists between humans and the rest of creation. It seems we quickly corrupted our relationship with God and with the earth and indeed with one another. We look around, people don't have clean water to drink. Because of too little rain in some places, some people have no food to eat because the land is too dry. In other places, too much water causes massive flooding. Wars and political unrest rage because people do not have enough. They start fighting instead of working together to try to get what little resources are available. Without vital basic needs met, people are forced to leave home to survive. We see millions of people displaced in need of shelter, food, safety, and welcome. This is not good. This is not what God wants for us. God created a world that was in balance, a world where we have enough if everyone lives fairly and with respect for what God created. And so, how do we restore the dignity of those who experience injustice? Acknowledging that each person is of sacred worth, made in the image of God. A week ago, the sacred life of a beautiful human was ruthlessly taken. It was an act resulting from a systemic pattern of police violence and state violence meant to control Black people since the dawn of slavery. If we believe in the sacredness of all things, then the way we hold our police accountable matters. The ways in which we allow police to interact with our community matters. The ways in which we hold our government and institutions accountable matters. Black lives matter. South African Archbishop Desmond Tutu said, "If you are neutral in times of injustice, you have chosen the side of the oppressor." We need to challenge the patterns of racism, bias, and dominant culture in our society and nation urgently. And we can do this in how we pray, in how we speak, and how we act. This is not the time to stay neutral. We need to denounce white supremacy and privilege in all of its forms now. These are challenging, trying days. Choices and actions will have to be taken by us individually and by us together. We need to ask which side we are on. As the church, we stand with those in pain, those who are hurt and left behind by our society. We stand with justice and love and community. We stand with joy and laughter and kindness. We stand with all good people of good heart, whoever they may be, protester and police officer alike. We stand for what Jesus taught us in the two commandments, love thy God and love thy neighbor. They are equal in our lives. And we will stand by that. And we hope our nation will do the same. May God shed God's blessings on this nation to be what our Constitution promises, and upon us to have the strength to carry that promise to fulfillment. As bearers of God's image, we know the magnificent power of the one who created us. We celebrate that God's love was powerful enough to resurrect Jesus after the Roman government executed him. The good news is that God's love is so powerful that together, as people created by God, we can repair the damage being done to creation. In recognizing the image of God in our neighbor who is weighed down by injustice, we can begin the process of restoration and reconciliation. We can respond with healing in places where slavery, racism, environmental pillaging, and political corruption have interrupted God's vision of a flourishing garden. Today, on Peace with Justice Sunday, we celebrate that the United Methodist Church is actively at work repairing the harm in communities that face systemic injustice. And should you want to support these efforts of our church, you can give a special offering marked Peace with Justice. When we are part of building gardens of peace with justice, we honor the divine goodness in one another. God made each of us. God made each of you. And God said that each of us are good. God said you are good. Thanks be to God. Shalom. So we'll sing our next hymn. Marilyn will play for us, For the Healing of the Nations, number 428.
Please join me in the invitation to the offering. In thanksgiving for the fruitful abundance of God's creation, let us give back a portion of what we have received. Please join me in our offering prayer. Gracious God, Holy Trinity, we offer these gifts and ourselves as instruments of your ever new creation. Amen.
So we come together on the first Sunday of the month to participate in communion. And during this time of sheltering in place, that we're all at home, so I hope that you each have gotten a piece of bread or something, a cracker or a wafer, do you have at home, as well as a cup of wine or juice or water, so that you can participate together as we bless the elements, as we partake of the communion together. So then please enter into the communion with me. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us open our hearts to the love of God.
We open our hearts to God.
Jesus invites all who believe in his reign of justice and love to gather around this table and to be fed in body and spirit for strength on the journey. As we prepare to share in this holy meal together, may we confess before God and one another our need for grace. Together, please. God of great peace, we know that we have tarnished your vision for this world. You have called us to a way of love, loving you and loving our neighbor. But we have strayed, seeking our own version of justice instead of the one you have for us. We have fought with one another. We have not worked for peace. We have not done that which you require of us. Help us, O God, to seek instead your way of justice and loving kindness as you usher us into your presence. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Now, if you are with others, I invite you to greet one another with signs of restoration and forgiveness. You might even use the sign language for passing the peace that's found on our weekly worship resources email. Together, we will start a responsive intro to communion.
You have told us, O God, what is good and right.
You gave us a vision of a peaceable kingdom in the Garden of Eden, where man and women were united to serve you.
You have told us, O God, what is good and right,
instructing your people through the prophets to be united with one another, seeking peace.
You have told us, O God, what is good and right,
showing us a different way of living in community through Jesus Christ. Loving God, you have invited us time and time again to do what is good and right in your sight, to live the way that you intended us to live, in a community of peace and wholeness. You have given us every opportunity to return to you and embrace your vision. We come before you now, remembering your reign of peace and love and justice. When we rejected your version of the peaceable kingdom, instead following our own wants and desires, you sent us Jesus the Christ, who modeled for us through his actions and words a new path of peace and of justice, and yet we rejected him as well. But Jesus still embraces us as we share in this holy meal, remembering how on the night he gave himself for us in love, he took bread and he broke it and he gave it to his disciples and said, "Eat this and remember me." After the supper was over, he took the cup. He gave thanks to you. He gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink this and remember me." And so today, we gather together around the bread and the cup and remember. We remember the acts of power and loving kindness expressed through our Lord Jesus Christ. Holy God, we pray that you would pour out your Spirit on us, on each of us gathered as we are around our tables and in our homes and other places of worship. Pour out your Spirit on us and on these gifts of the bread and the cup. May they strengthen us to do what you require, to walk humbly with you, to love others, and to seek justice in the face of oppression, so that we might be your people, proclaiming to others your kingdom. And the people of God said, Amen. Amen. Now that we've partaken of communion, please pray with me. For the healing you have given us in the brokenness of bread and the pouring out of cup, we thank you. For the community that you have restored in us through the sharing of life, we thank you. For the courage and strength that you have promised to us, even as we have honored the ones of courage in our own past, we thank you. Send us forth from this place in love, letting justice be worked out with gentleness and power, known in the presence of your Spirit. Amen. friends, I send you forth with this benediction. Go from here filled with the breath of our Creator. Plant a garden of justice and peace, and infuse the earth with the grace of our Lord Christ Jesus, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit.